Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
So if you're getting ready to purchase a wine, can you use the Wine Likes app to do some research?
Yeah, there's something for everyone on the app. So whether you're a wine novice who just wants to post what they're drinking or, you know, scan what other people are drinking, play some games, find out what food pairs with this wine, there's that. If you're, you know, a full-fledged wino and you're like, you know what, I really like reviewing wine, after you post a picture of your wine, you can then dive into reviews. You know, we have a 5-star rating, so it's 1 to 5 star. Where it's fun is in the wine pairings, it breaks out into 3 sections. So where you said, when you take the wine palette in the wine wizard in the beginning to define your palette, what will happen is when you go to food recommendations, there will be 5-star rated wines. Those are wines that users rated 5 stars. Then it will say wines for you. Those are wines that are specifically picked for you because of you took the wine palette wizard. And then, of course, budget wines. So it's any wine under $21 or under.
If you're looking for a date night and, you know, you're going on a first or second date or whatever, and you're trying to impress somebody, can you go to the app and maybe tailor your evening and make it come across as you know what you're doing?
So there's 2 things you can do. Yes, there's 2 things you can do. There's one, it's the wine pairing. Actually, there's 3 things you can do. There's the wine pairing feature, where if you are cooking at home and you have to decide what wine goes with your dish, you can look at that dish. And again, you can get the recipe. If you're a pre-planner like myself and you know where you're taking your date, you can always look on the menu beforehand and then put in that menu item in our wine pairing feature and see if we have it. And that will help you pair wines. Then the other feature is we do have wine events. So wineries or wine business come on and they can post their wine events and they can sell tickets or do anything to promote their wine events. And then we are in 2025, we have signed an agreement with a reservation system that works with wineries and restaurants. So you will be able to book your wine tour or your reservation for dinner within the app.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really a big feature. Are you sure you got the energy for that? That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but luckily it's a third-party API that we can configure. Yeah, that's what we're excited for in 2025. We just signed that agreement.
Good deal. Are you doing this all by yourself?
I am. I say we a lot. I do have some friends, all right. Of us. I'm the only full-timer. And then my friends who are, some are in the wine world, some are in the marketing world, are part-timers because the app has not monetized or make money. So I cannot pay anyone to work right for me yet. The labor of love.
Well, down the road, I'm sure monetization is a goal, as we'd like to see the app stick around forever. What do you have to do to make that work?
Yeah, definitely. There's a few ways we are going to monetize it or can monetize it. We have monetized it technically where what's called paywalls, where, you know, oh, to access this feature or to advertise, I have to pay for it. We just haven't put them on. Again, like I said, we're going to market and get users first and then hopefully say, okay, you know, Winery X, we now have 10,000 users. It's now worth it to pay so and so much to advertise. So there's a simple, it is social media way of, okay, I posted a ad on the wall and everyone can see that. And those will link straight to someone's website. The other way is they can do a feature in the food and wine pairing. So if you have a winery that does specialize or have a chef, we can feature that wine in the food and wine pairing and feature their recipes as well.
Swipe, sip, and socialize. Yes, download the Wine Likes app and it'll help you perhaps maybe find your next favorite wine and maybe even a drinking buddy who won't judge you because you've got this obsession with boxed wine.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Oh, please like and follow.
And you can like and follow us on our social media and join in our collaborations, just like our website, thebestwinepodcast.com, on Insta, X, you know where, The Best Wine Pod. The Best Wine Pod.